This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, November 25th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Our personal tech team has spent all year testing the latest gadgets, figuring out what they like and what's not worth the hype. And now, just in time for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, they've compiled a list of the best tech gifts of the year. Today, they're coming on the show to tell us about some of their favorites. That's after these headlines. India has banned 43 more Chinese apps, citing growing concerns about data security. Yesterday's order from the Indian government brings the total number of Chinese apps banned in India to more than 170, effectively restricting China's access to one of the fastest-growing online markets in the world. Some Indian politicians are calling it a digital strike against China after a deadly border clash between the two countries earlier this year. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 30,000 for the first time yesterday, thanks to a record-breaking rally that's defied the pandemic's devastating economic effects. But the market's gains haven't been uniform. Even with its recent advances, the Dow is up just over 5% for the year. The tech-heavy NASDAQ, on the other hand, has added 34%. That's due in large part to stocks of big tech companies, which have largely benefited from our new remote realities during the pandemic. All right, coming up after the break, our personal tech team joins us with their holiday gift guide for 2020. That's next. The holiday season is upon us. With Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and the holidays just around the corner, it's probably time to start thinking about shopping for your loved ones. Luckily, our personal tech team has just come out with a list of their favorite gadgets of the year, and we've got the whole team in the house to tell us what kinds of tech we should be adding to our carts. Personal tech editor Wilson Rothman, senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern, and personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen are all here with me today. Good morning, team.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, Wilson, I want to start with you. This list is something your team puts together every year. So what is it for, and how is it different this year?
Well, you know, every year we're constantly looking at all these different gadgets that come through and you know, sometimes Joanna or Nicole are doing deep dive testing, and sometimes they're just things we like and we just didn't have a chance to talk about them in any other capacity. So this is kind of our year in review, so to speak, but it's also very, very much something that we stand by as recommended purchases. We wouldn't put anything in there that we think is not something you should, if you are interested, own it, you know. And so this year we were talking, the funny part is normally we get a lot of stuff shipped to the office. We kind of take a look at it. We do this. Everything was shipped to our homes this year for obvious reasons. Because of that, you have this unintended consequence. Like we were having an outdoor dinner party with our heaters and I brought out these candles that self-light with little remote controls. And it was like suddenly everyone's like, wow, that's cool. And I like they could have easily said, that's crap, you know, but they didn't. They liked it. They got excited about it. And I was like, oh, I just got a complete jury of, you know, an opinion of a jury that I didn't even have to pay for or vet.
Okay, so some extra vetting this year. And Joanna, I noticed that a lot of the products on this year's list really speak to our new reality of masking up and sort of constant sanitizing.
Well, I can tell you that we get a lot of very odd pitches around things that are trying to help us in our new reality. One we got was about something called the mask phone. And I was very intrigued by this because I mean, the two words together just seem odd. And I should say it's phone with an F, not a PH. So it's mask and then F-O-N-E. To be honest, this is really just a mask with some Bluetooth, a wireless Bluetooth headset built in. It's sort of like a pouch that you put it in. But I wore it for a couple of days, and I have to say it does two things that are really important. One, we've all gotten really used to putting on the mask, and if we wear AirPods, when we take off the mask, the AirPods sort of fly across the room, or maybe I've just gotten really used to that. This does not happen. So here you have these it's actually like a Motorola Bluetooth headset that's strapped right in. And so they stay very firmly in your ear. So this would also be very good for running or jumping or whatever you do in your mask where you're moving quite a bit. The other thing is that there's a microphone that's basically shoved in the front of it. So people, when you're talking on the phone, and if you've talked on the phone, you know, either holding your phone actually to your face with the mask on or with an AirPod or Bluetooth headset, you basically sound like you're underwater and people are like, where are you calling from? I can't hear you. They can hear you much better with this because the microphone is built like right into the mask. All this is to say, it's kind of a funny gift, and it's $50. But for the person in your life that really just wants to have a mask phone, such a thing is now available.
2020.
2020.
2020.
And Wilson, you had also liked this product. It's the Lexon Oblio Vase. That also fits into this category of sort of keeping things clean.
My contribution to this is actually solves two problems of 2020. It's a phone sanitizer charger shaped like a vase. So it addresses both the germophobia that we've now kind of all acquired, but also the need to get rid of our phones, walk away from the doom scrolling that has like consumed us. And because it's shaped like a vase, you drop the phone into it and a UV light kind of blasts it with germ killing light rays. But also you can't see your phone.
You know? Do you actually believe it's sanitizing in there?
So the FDA says that UV light is shown to kill germs, including germs that resemble the coronavirus. We did not do laboratory testing of this particular UV sanitizer, but as Joanna knows from her own piece about cleaning your phone, UV is a legitimate source of germ-killing power.
Just a side note for our listeners, you can also just use disinfecting wipes, but that is not as nice of a gift to get somebody.
Very true. All right, guys, another really big thing that's changed this year is the way that we work. And I think a lot of us have not quite figured out our work from home setups yet, particularly with lots of distractions everywhere. Nicole, do you have any ideas on this?
So I think that the gear that I've been relying on the most this pandemic are noise-canceling headphones, which solve the issue of drowning out whoever is in your house, also making, you know, on Zoom school or Zoom work or just puttering around the house. And the ones that I really like from this year are called the Sony WH-1000XM4s, a terrible name, classic Sony, but incredible sound and incredible noise canceling power. And there's a cool feature where you can press a button that allows you to hear your voice so you're not shouting at your screen because you can't hear yourself while you're talking on the phone.
Yeah, these Bose that I'm wearing right now, I can barely hear my voice, and I'm just trying my hardest to not scream at all you guys.
Don't worry, we'll fix it in post. Okay, so of course this was also a pretty big year for new Apple products. We talked to you guys about this a lot throughout the course of several really big product reveals this year. Joanna, did anything from the various special events make the list this year?
Look, you can look at a lot of $1,000 plus Apple products this year, and you can read our reviews and we will recommend which one is best for you. But honestly, the $50 Apple Solo Loop Band for the Apple Watch is the best thing you can buy this year from Apple.
But there's another thing that Apple came out with.
There's nothing else. Apple didn't come out with anything else.
This computer that I'm on right now that I bought with my own money is the greatest computer that I've ever used, ever.
That's what I said in my review, but I really still think you should just get a $50 Solo Loop Band if you...
Okay, but a $999 MacBook Air with the M1 chip is a game changer, and I know I'm just basically paraphrasing Joanna Stern's review, but I have one. I bought it. In fact, I bought it before Joanna reviewed it. She was kind of mad at me. The gamble paid off, and this thing truly, truly is the best computer.
Yep. I'm with them on that. But you can start at the $999 price, and Wilson obviously is quite happy with it. I would definitely look at what you need in terms of power. For those that are not deep into this, they released two new laptops with their M1 chips, the Air, and then the 13-inch MacBook Pro. They have basically the same configuration. The biggest difference there is battery life and a fan. I won't get too much into the fan, but the battery life on the Pro is nuts, like completely nuts. Have not charged this thing, I think, now in 4 days. And I mean, that's not consistent usage, but even on a day when I'm like working all day, I'm not charging at all.
But there is a problem. One of the big flaws is that I'm in a room that gets kind of cold in the winter. And my MacBook Pro was such a great hand warmer because it just would heat up to, you know, over 100 degrees on the regular. And now my hands are cold because this laptop will not heat up no matter what I do.
That sounds like less of a computer problem and more of a radiator problem. Guys, what about when the laptop is closed? I think we've all watched just about as many movies as we can watch, played about as many games of Among Us as we can play. How can we help our loved ones kind of up their entertainment game?
Well, I have two gifts in mind, and this is Nicole Nguyen on Team HomePod Mini for the Apple nomination panel. The HomePod Mini is a $99 smart speaker, and the HomePod, I think, is finally good. If people are wondering, when it first came out, it was overpriced. It couldn't really do anything. These days, it is much more on par with its competitors, the Amazon Echo and Google Home, which has now been rebranded to Google Nest Audio. They're tiny, but they produce great sound, and they're great for Apple Music subscribers and iPhone owners. My second great gift in the entertainment space is the Roku Stream Bar, which is such a smart idea. It's a sound bar, and it is a Roku 4K streamer inside of it. So it's one cable and one HDMI cable. You just plug it in, and it's both soundbar and Roku streaming device. So now you don't need two separate things to set up an entertainment system. Super simple, and it's a great gift. It's only like $150.
What about fitness-related tech? That's one thing that's been really important to me during the pandemic. Do you guys have any recommendations about gadgets that could help with getting some exercise, especially as it gets colder and it's tougher to get outside?
Not really. We suggest you sit all the time. Never move.
If you don't want to sit all the time, I did review this super extravagant stationary bike. That's a smart bike. It's called the Wahoo Kicker smart bike. And it's like a Peloton on steroids. So it has this tilting function where you can use the software called Zwift or any other like smart biking software, and it'll match the virtual hills on the bike. So it'll like tilt if you're climbing, and it'll like go downwards if you're declining, and it looks like a real road bike. It has shifters that you can virtually set in an app, and it has brakes too. It's super, super fun, and it's an amazing gift for road cyclists who are stuck inside for this upcoming winter.
One question though, does it come at Peloton prices? Because those things are pretty expensive.
It's even more expensive than Peloton. It is $3,500. Yeah. So serious cyclists only.
Does it include the bike?
$3,500 does include the bike, yes.
Okay, good.
I just wanted to have a mechanical bull setting. I mean, if the thing has all the motors to be, to like, you know, fake hills and stuff, then, you know, why not like turn it into a mechanical bull on a Friday night?
I will say that in some of the apps, so on some of the apps, you can ride real road rides, and there's like 4K video footage of like some road in Nîmes, France. And if you choose a really hilly route, then it's basically a mechanical bull setting.
Sounds like this could be a pretty good gift for Wilson too then. Nicole, this sounds really cool, but are there any lower cost versions of this particular gift?
Yeah, so you can also just, if you have a bike that's gathering dust in the garage, you can hook it up with a smart trainer. And trainers cost anywhere between $250 to $1,200, depending on how real you want it to feel like the road. And you can pair it with some smart sensors and an app called Zwift, and you basically have a Peloton bike for, you know, less than a Peloton bike.
Amazing. So some sliding scale options there. All right, guys, I know you were all really good this year, so I hope you get everything on your lists. That's personal tech editor Wilson Rothman and our personal tech columnists Joanna Stern and Nicole Nguyen. Thanks, team. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.
Happy shopping.
Happy holidays.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find the team's full 2020 gift guide on our website at wsj.com/tech. One more quick note before we go. We won't be on the air tomorrow for Thanksgiving, but we'll be back in your feeds on Friday. All right. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening and happy Thanksgiving.